And can you provide one or more examples of popular use of machine learning?
I think one example which is used fairly often is optical character recognition, which means the machines in the post office would read your the target address of your letter you write. This is usually not done by humans, but it's just sensory machine. The machine deciphers your handwriting, then digitizes the address and feeds all this information into a database, and then the letter gets directed to its target. Another approach would be, yeah, facial recognition, for example. For example, in digital video cameras, webcams, or surveillance systems. So the spectrum of applications in machine learning is quite huge. For example, what we are doing in our lab is we use machine learning for natural disaster prevention, for example, where we track, where we have, for example, climate data or air pollution data of the last years, months, and so on. And then we train a model which should be able to predict how temperature, aridity, and so on behaves given a lot of factors which co-appear over the last, I don't know, days, months, weeks.
And could you provide one or a few examples of popular use of deep learning?
Pretty much everything which is quite complex and was apparently unsolvable about 10 years ago relies on deep learning. And that is image recognition, for example, uses deep learning because using the depth of the deep networks, this deep architecture allows the model to learn a cascade of different feature processing steps, right? As a matter of fact, deep neural networks are somewhat motivated by the visual cortex of the human brain, which processes information in several steps, beginning from just receiving color information to basically neurons triggering to simple shapes like edges and round shapes and so on. Neural networks actually do a quite similar thing. And by going from the most atomic to very complex features, for example, from edges, color gradients, to neurons which are there or have learned to recognize the heads of lizards, for example, this complex image information can be processed efficiently and quite fast. And this leads to current machine learning models in image recognition outperforming humans, for example, especially if you factor in time.